You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I mean, obviously, the winning regimen they've put up through the last 5 years, of really since they've been in the league. Got such a competitive team every year, got such good players here. You know, the living arrangements, from talking to Patch Ready and Revo just through the last couple weeks, you know, it seemed like everything was a pretty good fit for my wife and I and our new son. And yeah, the winning aspect of this team really helped in everything as well. And, you know, the great players they have here. So lucky enough, it all worked out. And, you know, this is where we wanted to be.
That is Mitch Marner. Signed a 8-year, $96 million deal, I believe I read. I want to make sure here. Vegas, by the way, projected cap space for Vegas, and looking at Puckpedia, they're over the cap by $7.6 million right now. That's what it says. They're over the cap by 7.6. That's projected cap space. Honestly, like, if this is the NFL, I could tell you exactly how that works when you're over the right now, but I can't for the NHL because I'm not totally, like, in tune with those rules. But it feels like you shouldn't be able to operate if you're over the cap. Maybe they're not right now. It's projected. So I guess it's like counting their RFAs, I guess, is where you'd kind of land on that. Mitch Marner, $12 million a year. I mean, we'd be okay, right, Joe? If you found out that the Sabres had made that deal for Marner. Like, oh, well, you know what? He just wants to be paid $12 million. Guess what? Sabres want to give it to him. Bam. I want to go to Buffalo. I want to hang out with Josh Allen. I'm a Bills fan. Bam. Sabres give him $12 million. We'd be cool with that, right?
I'd be more than okay with that. Mitch Marner on the Sabres, I think that'd turn a lot of things around. But
I don't care. $12 million. So what? You know, if someone says he's not worth $12 million, I don't care. So what? What's he worth? $10 million? Great.
Right. With their current situation, it's time to overpay for a big guy. I think a big name. That's where we're at.
By the way, I'm looking at Vegas's page. By the way, Eichel's got 1 year left at $10 million.
Yes.
Is that interesting?
It's interesting because
I'm not saying from a Sabres standpoint. I'm just saying from a Jack Eichel standpoint.
Yeah, you can look at it from two ways for Vegas. Marner might be an incentive to keep him there, that tandem mm-hmm. up there, right? But also it could be, oh, we've got, you know, we're going to get another superstar in the door. So when you do inevitably leave, we're not left with nothing. So there's a couple ways I think you can look at that. It's pretty interesting, though.
Where is Jack Eichel playing in 26-27?
I think in Vegas still. I think after they go on a big run with Marner this season, I think he's going to stay.
Probably right. But you know it's out there, like the Boston thing, right? And the Rangers have always coveted Eichel.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't count Boston out from landing him.
No.
Because I don't think they're going to be that great this year. So they might try and start rebuilding a touch, in my mind. So that would be a good piece to move in there.
All right, let's go. Let me get to some posts here from you, getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Richard says, from my talk earlier about Bo Byram and if they match the offer sheet, and then maybe, you know, you get a couple things on this. Let's just say the Sabres let him go, I should say. There's an offer sheet and they let him go and they get the compensation. First of all, before I get to his tweet, want to thank Josh, who tweeted in and said, you can't trade the player if you match an offer sheet for 1 year. And that's right. I believe that is right. And I'd forgotten that rule, but that's right. So, but okay, fine. Maybe next year you do it and you still have the, you know, you still have Bo Byram for a year, whatever. But you're right. It kind of takes away what you're trying to accomplish this year. So I totally get it. On that note, Darth tweets in, Darth Richard says, yeah, well, Sal, the number nine, like it was so coveted. It wasn't. And that was my point. Like you couldn't get a lot for number nine. But if you do get a couple, of picks, if you have two picks in the first round, I think that that changes the equation a bit. But my point is, I don't want the picks. I don't think that's the case. But do the Sabres feel you might as well just do that instead of paying Bo Byram? I guess that's the point I was trying to make. So thank you. Yes. I'm not telling you, Richard, that I think the Sabres should just, take the compensation from an offer sheet and spin it because you're getting something great. My point is, it's a tough situation because you're not going to probably do that. However, a couple of picks in the first round could help you, including one that might be higher, who knows. And that would be in lieu of paying Bo Byram if you don't want to do that. Or you're paying him to be on your team, which is not bad. He's not a bad player. But, you know, what does that look like going forward? It's not a great situation here, talking about all of this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Okay, so I went to the Sabres Puckpedia page. So Puckpedia is really good, by the way. Puckpedia.com. This had replaced the Cap Friendly page, essentially. Didn't replace it. It was always existed. But Cap Friendly was your place to go for all of the NHL contract stuff. And then the Washington Capitals like bought the site from the person running it. So, okay. But now Puckpedia does a really good job. And I think they have pretty much everything you need here. They do for me, I'll tell you that. It is interesting looking at the Sabres. Now, I don't know. I have to go and look at every team to see like where most teams fall with this, to be honest with you, Joe. But I mean, so maybe they're not unique. The Sabres only have two forwards. Actually, three now that they signed Kozak, but I'm going to say two. Two forwards under contract beyond 2 years from now. That's it.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I don't really, that's a little concerning for
me. Three forwards. I would say three forwards. They have Norris, Thompson, and McLeod. That's it, because they signed McLeod. Sorry, I have to add McLeod in there. They signed Norris, Thompson, and McLeod. The point I'm making is this, though. Every other forward on the Sabres, Zucker, Tuck, Greenway, Quinn, Danforth, Krebs, Malenstein, Benson, Doan, Kulik, all of them, their contract expires either now or looking for, you know, what they're doing, or after next season.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't even know how to look at this, because in my mind, there's one more shot, right, for the current regime in the front of it all. And then you are kind of looking at these guys moving on to different franchises and maybe trying to move them on the last year of their contract. So it's kind of a do or die moment in my mind, but it's unsettling to hear names like that, like especially at the top, like Tuck, somebody who's from Syracuse, grew up a Sabres fan. It's a little unsettling to hear that they haven't quite gotten anything done with him yet, and his name was kind of mentioned here and there, but you hope they get him on an extension and maybe a couple others, so they have more depth going forward, I should say.
So, by the way, congratulations to our Zach Jones. He has signed a deal with the Sabres. I'm kidding, but in same name. This one has no H in it. Our Zach Jones has an H in his name. This is Z-A-C. That was yesterday. They announced some guys with some two-way deals. Zach Jones now in the fold with the Sabres. Don't expect really much for him to be maybe playing in the NHL or whatever. Either way, if you look at the Sabres forwards, just thinking forwards now, look at their depth chart and how you want to look at this. They still have, a gaping hole in their top six, because now everybody kind of has to move up a little bit. So right now, I guess if you take it Puckpedia, what they're saying, and I'm looking at our Brian Mazurowski from WBEN. He tweeted this yesterday, or this morning, I should say. And this is a screenshot of it. So I'm looking at it right now. As of right now, it's Norris with Thompson and Benson on the top line. McLeod with Tuck and Zucker. That's your top six. I actually don't mind the third.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Third line, Kulik, Greenway, and Quinn. I don't think that's a bad third line. What do you think?
I'm in agreement with you on that. I don't think that's the worst you can do by any means.
Then you get to your fourth line, Krebs, Doan, and Malenstein right now. I don't know what Josh Doan's going to be. I mean, they trade for this kid, and sure, that's nice, you know, piece to come back with Kesselring, but I don't know what he's going to be. Is he even, you know, an NHL player right now? Full-time. Malenstein. I mean, if there's a guy out, what do I need with Malenstein? I'm not looking for that particular group. Who cares? If I replace Beck Malenstein with somebody like him, what's the big deal? What I need is for someone to push Benson down and Zucker down maybe, and whatever. You can play with guys. I mean, Zucker had a nice year last year. He's a veteran. But I still need more in my top six right now. And I think that's where the Bo Byram situation comes in. Like, what are you really doing if you don't help your top six at this point? After, like, this top six looks a lot different if J.J. Paterka is still here. Because now everybody pushes down a little bit. So that's what I'm looking, and that's what I need.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And they haven't replaced Paterka yet. And I think that's the big thing that's standing out to people right now, at this point, free agency. So if they do that, you immediately are in a better spot, but they have to do that.
The other part of this is, and by the way, what if it's, I've seen this floated around. What if it's, okay, Byram plus someone from that grouping that, you know, I just talked about? Is this Benson involved, right? This is a young player you like. He's under cost control for a while. Like, now you're dealing with, okay, we still have to replace him. I'm not saying he's like replacing JJ necessarily, but you still got to replace him, right? Like, whatever's going out, you still have this hole. And if you're going to create another hole, you have to fill that as well. But when I hear about these deals that could be out there for Bo Byram, I don't know. That's nice. But just give me someone to put in my top six, however that's got to look. But if I'm taking out of my top six, at least if it's somebody that I'm fine with replacing him there. Because right now you have to, that's fine with pushing guys down. There was a point I was going to make here about it. Oh yeah, here. The other point I'll make about is this. I can't be confident enough, and I'm sure most of you can't be confident enough, in Joshua Norris staying healthy. But if Joshua Norris stays healthy, that could really change the equation for this team. I mean, he could be a guy that could really help this team and help everybody else around him and what's underneath him, as far as lines go. I mean, he scored 35 goals just a few years ago. He had 20 goals in 53 games last year with Ottawa. 21 total in 56 because he came to the Sabres for three games and got hurt. But he hasn't played more than 56 games in 3-4 years and no more than 66 ever in an NHL career that's lasted 6 years so far. He's a very, very talented player. He is your number one center when everything is in line and healthy. I just can't be confident that that's going to happen. But if he is, I think it does change how this team could look and shape itself as you go forward. Let's go to Mike, who's in his car right now, so I'll get him on now. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. I guess the frustrating thing to me is we went into the offseason saying we needed to add to our top six. Instead, we lose a top six, and now we're talking about trying to get back to where we were last year when we still needed to add to our top six. I was hoping the offseason comes and we package Byram, Quinn, and a prospect and keep Paterka and add to our top six and get better. What we're talking about now, if we try to get somebody in our top six who's better than Paterka or as good as Paterka, we're no better than we were last year in our top six. All we've done is improved our defense a little. We haven't done anything really in terms of our goaltending. And it's just another year of the same old thing. It's you've got a GM that should have had an assistant GM who's a veteran come in 5 years ago when he was brand new to teach him the reins, to learn the game, to all the things. Now you bring him in 5 years later, which is fast backwards. This whole franchise, everything that's happened in the last 14 years has been just a crap show. And it's so frustrating as a fan. I mean, I've been watching the Sabres since 1970. I mean, I'm an old guy. And it, just to watch it happen time and time again and to have this GM talk down to the media the way he has, and act like he's some type of a veteran in winning in this league is so frustrating. That's all I got to say.
I hear your frustration, Mike. I get it, buddy. I do. I'm right there with you. You know, we get a lot of calls from people, whether it's this show, Sabres Live, One Bills Live gets a lot of these types of calls where a fan will say, I've been with this team since 19-whatever. And that's Bills and Sabres. I've been a fan since then. And I don't know. I think people feel sometimes the need to qualify that to tell you how passionate they are. And you're not wrong, Mike, for saying it. I'm not criticizing you for doing that. Because I think people always want you to know, I've been through the thick and thin, and this is as bad as it's ever been for me. As much as the thin has been bad in the past. Right? And I get it. I'm right there with you. As far as improving the top six, you could make an argument like, yeah, I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes telling you they haven't gotten better in their top six. They have this huge hole because of J.J. Paterka. I mean, but we also know J.J. Paterka has some deficiencies on the defensive end. I still believe he's an ascending player who can fix those, and he's still developing. So I don't want to just dismiss. And I was sitting here last week going, hey, like, this is a guy that still could be much better in his own end than he is now. He's young. But you could make an argument that you could be better in your top six depending on some moves based on that. This is not a team that struggles to score goals. They did on the power play last year, which is an issue in itself, but they're not a team that struggles to score goals. They're good 5-on-5. JJ was one of the better 5-on-5 guys. So I'm not going to dismiss entirely they can't get better in their top six based on what happens. That's got to start with a Bo Byram deal, I think, that can, you know, make something like that happen. But we'll see what Kevin Adams has to say about that today. He's meeting with the media down at Harbor Center. Our Paul Hamilton is there. We'll have that sound for you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Daryl Reuter from Cleveland is going to join me at the top of the hour. So we'll take a little detour here, talk a little football, Cleveland, what's going on with their quarterback situation. And a big reason I wanted Daryl on, he's been all over this stadium stuff in Cleveland. They finally have it all kind of finalized and realized, and they're getting a new football stadium in Cleveland. We'll talk about that as well with Daryl Reuter of The Fan at 11 a.m. In the meantime, more of your phone calls, 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.